heart. Remember last week we talked about the heart. Now we know that the word heart lies not just in the physical realm, because there is a physical heart, but we're not talking about the area. There is a heart which some people like Kenneth Hagin associate the word heart with the spirit man. Watchman Nee in his books associate the word heart as sometimes the soul, sometimes the spirit, or combination of spirit and soul working together. But both these men of God associate the word heart with something in the invisible realm. Right? If heart means your spirit, it's not something you can find if you cut up your body. If the word heart means part of your soul or spirit, you can cut up your body, you cannot find it. It's invisible. And in my definition, the word heart, it is also in the invisible realm. The heart of man is not in your brain, not in your physical heart, not in any part of your liver or physical body. The heart is that dimension of the invisible realm of your spirit and soul. So when God made Solomon and brought him to the point where he can win the bronze medal, or the wisest man in his time, God did not sort of take his brain and sort of increase the number of gray matter inside, as if God could do that. God did not increase the internal connections within his neurons and sort of, you know, join them more together. God did not enlarge his cerebral cortex so he had a higher brain function. Because in the world, they interpret intelligence as just residing in your brain. But when God enlarged Solomon's intelligence, it was in the invisible realm. He did something in his spiritual dimension that increased his heart. You see the word enlarge? Make bigger. And that produces more understanding. And so the mind that we're talking about, understanding the mind and how it works, although we are self-conscious, and your self-conscious can be detected by putting probes into your brain and seeing the brain functions, like we have seen, I think the last week we brought some diagrams, it is beyond that. There's something else causing it to function. And whatever something else is, which we discover to be the spiritual realm, the heart, will cause a change in your brain. So don't listen to the research that tells you that, oh, a homosexual is a homosexual because there are certain parts of their brain, this part of their brain is smaller than the other people or larger. No, they're trying to say your brain causes everything. No. There's something else beyond your brain that could change your entire brain. Your understanding. That is so. Then we bring back in conclusion to us in the New Testament, the same passage that tells us here in Ephesians chapter 4 where the Gentiles were all alienated from the life of God and their understanding is darkened. Contrast Ephesians 4 verse 18 with Ephesians 1 verse 18. Ephesians 1 verse 17 and 18 says, and here's a prayer he prayed for all the Christians. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance. He says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The Greek word enlightened is the word flooded with light. Now, Paul is praying for Christians who were already born again, baptized in water, baptized in the Spirit, strong Christians, and he's praying for a part of their mind or understanding to increase. He's praying that the Spirit of God would give their understanding, their eyes, more light, so that by that they will have a much higher intelligence and mental alertness and understanding beyond what they have. So it has to do with something in the spiritual realm. That is why we have found it in over 30 years of our ministry, we have found that sometimes when students come to the church and little children or teenagers, they come to the church and they could come from all kinds of background, they don't do well in their studies. Through time, as they come to know Jesus and to know God, suddenly they do better in the exams. Where people who could getting F, slowly getting A's. People asking, it's the same person. If they were born with X amount of brain cells, they still have the same number of brain cells, but there is a difference. Their heart is changed. If the heart changes, the intelligence is different. And some of you say, is this going to take long? You know, it takes a long time for people to get a degree, a master's and a doctorate. You know, how long are we going to take? Well, how long did it take Solomon? 1 He woke up. He went to sleep. Let's say when he went to sleep, let's give him an above average IQ. Okay, about 110, right? 110, about average. Let's give him 110. He went to sleep at 110. He woke up with an IQ of 200 plus. I mean, he is very intelligent. He could name things, talks about zoology, botany, and all. Can you look at the list of things? Overnight. Doesn't that make some of you want to go to sleep? Wake up the next morning with an IQ. Powerful IQ or intelligence. It has to do with a deeper work in the heart. So it doesn't have to take long. All you have to do is make contact with the Spirit of God. Didn't the Bible say, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask from God. And so, there is a key there to get that from God. The heart is the key. Let's look over at the book of 2 Corinthians, where it tells you again the heart is the key. In 2 Corinthians, it tells us of the Jews who still have a problem understanding what the Lord is trying to reveal to them in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And Paul says here in verse 14, but their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Notice it's the heart that blinds them. Even the one we read in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. Where was the blindness? It was in the heart. It says being alienated from the life of God, Their understanding was darkened, being alienated from the life of God by the blindness in their heart. If the heart is blind, the mind will be blind and the brain will be stupid. But if the heart is open by God's light, the mind will be enlightened, the understanding will be enlightened, and your brain functions will change. God can change all things. He can do all things. So our ability to function is beyond the physical. The physical is just a manifestation. And then he tells us here, in verse looking downwards here in verse 15, he says, even to this day when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. The veil in the heart. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, we unveil face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of God. And what's our conclusion for today? That all our mind and understanding lies in our heart. All our true intelligence lies in our heart. All true wisdom lies in the heart. And when the heart is touched by God and enlightened, your brain will catch up. It will catch up. It can catch up overnight, like Solomon. Okay. Just, how do we catch up? How much? By an impartation of the Spirit of God. An impartation can come in many ways. So here are the keys. How to get the wisdom of God. Number one, you can pray for it yourself. James chapter 1. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask from God. And he must steady in asking from God without wavering. And part of the asking, you can add Ephesians 1 verse 17, 18 as a prayer. Get someone to pray that prayer for you, or you pray that prayer constantly. And another, and so is to pray the prayers of Ephesians 1. One just ask for wisdom. The other way is pray the prayer of Ephesians 1 for your life, and you will note an increase. I challenge you. I would challenge you in that area. Test this out. Pray Ephesians chapter 1, that prayer for your life, every morning and every night for 3 months. See if it makes a difference. It will. Thirdly, it can be imparted through the laying on of hands, like Moses laid hands on Joshua, and the Spirit of wisdom came upon Joshua. And the impartation that took place was the Spirit of wisdom that was upon his life. And that is chapter 34, Deuteronomy, verse 9. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the Spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So whatever Moses received, it could be imparted. That's a strange thing. Have you noticed that when you begin to mix with people who are foolish, their foolishness rubs on you? And when you begin to mix with people who are wise, their wisdom rubs on you. So if birds of a feather flock together, make sure that wherever you flock to are the right birds of the same feather. And we realize in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Now it starts in verse 1, with you presenting yourself as a living sacrifice to God. So number 4 is when you surrender your spirit, soul and body to God as a living sacrifice, God will see fit to come through your life and work through your life to manifest His wisdom in you, His mind in you.